At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah, that's our guy Georgie, the Hawk and Crowder theme song. Today it's Blizzard in your Boca, not McRib in your Boca. 3 o'clock hour. Check out Georgie Music. JORGMUZIK. Georgie Music. He did our 3 o'clock hour theme song. Somebody texts in. Thank you guys for working today. For those of us who have to work, we appreciate it. Of course, we'll be here for you. I mean, it's a big game tonight here at the Amerant Bank Arena. We are here live, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. By the way, your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 shows at I Think Financial Amphitheater up in West Palm Beach. The shows include Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, Kesha, and Pantera, and more. Easy to enter. Just go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can register to win right there. And if you want more info on how you can see a show for just $30, go to LiveNation.com. All right, we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. You got the puck drop at 8 p.m. tonight, potential closeout game for the Florida Panthers. We are right across from Sawgrass Mills Mall. Now, how about this for a shocker? Because we've been drinking blizzards for the last hour on the show, and we found out that Tree, our engineer, has never had a blizzard, just based on the fact that when I asked him which one he wanted, he said chocolate or vanilla.
Well, we started by eating them, and then we started drinking
them. Then we were kind of drinking them. Yeah, they've definitely... they've definitely melted. We found out last week, Solana has never been to Sawgrass Mills Mall.
That, my first reaction was, wow, that's shocking. And then I thought about it. I feel like Sawgrass Mills Mall is a very Broward place to go. Like, there's a version of that for you in Dayton, no?
Dolphin Mall?
I don't think I've ever been to the Dolphin Mall.
So, Dolphin Mall.
What?
Well, but the Dolphin Mall is an ordinary mall. It's 1 million square feet.
It's not an ordinary mall.
It's not an ordinary mall.
It's not an ordinary mall.
Sure,
if Appel had never been to Dadeland Mall or the Falls, I'd say, okay, that makes sense. Like, why? Why would you drive all the way down south to go to Dadeland Mall? Dadeland Mall is an ordinary mall. The Falls is an ordinary mall. Dolphin Mall is not an ordinary mall. It's a massive mall. It's our version of Sawgrass Mills.
No, because here's the difference. So, Dolphin Mall is, I think, what, 1.4 million square feet?
Yes, Hawk, yes.
Sawgrass Mills is 2.5 million square feet.
Same thing.
Okay, so it's more than 1 million square feet more. It makes it one of the largest malls in the country. So to say there's a version of it in Dade, Aventura Mall's a great mall. That's a great mall. They've got stores in there that many malls don't have.
Food court, though.
At Sawgrass.
At Aventura, not great.
Well, they changed it. It used to be great. They used to have, we had this conversation, they used to have Tony Roma's Express, which was fantastic. They had a Mrs. Fields Cookies. I mean, you could get anything you wanted. Now you go there, it's a $28 lobster roll. It's like, you know, it's all like they're trying to get cutesy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want a $4 taco.
But here at Sawgrass Mills.
Sawgrass Mills, I believe, still has an Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Really?
Yeah.
But you should go compare it to what you had over the across the pond.
I would like to do that, as a matter of fact. Between 6 and 8 tonight, between the end of our show and Puck Drop, let's go have Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Let's do it.
Have you ever had fish and chips?
No.
I didn't think so. You're not a
I've had French fries and chicken tenders, but not fish tenders.
Right. So you've had chicken and chips?
Yeah. Exactly.
Dolphin Mall is an ordinary mall. Solana, it's just your typical mall. What do they have in there? They got a Claire's, and they got
Oshkosh, of course.
Oshkosh, my gosh.
But it's really not like that's what drives me nuts about this. I grew up going to a ordinary mall, and I love Dadeland Mall. They've put a lot of money into it. They've revitalized it, and people don't consider it a dangerous mall because of shootings in the 80s anymore. And the Dolphin Mall opened.
I thought it made it fun when I got to UM in 87. I started walking around Dadeland Mall. I was like, well, this is different. This is nothing like Northbrook Court where I grew up.
And you have Dolphin Mall opens up. And I remember when they opened it up. I was very young. And it was an outlet mall, this massive outlet mall. And it was different. There was a different feel about going to Dolphin Mall than an ordinary mall at Dadeland Mall. It's the same thing as Sawgrass Mills. Sawgrass Mills is bigger. I'm not saying it's not, Hawk, but it's the same thing. Why would I drive an hour north to go to the same mall that's 20 minutes away from my house?
Do they have a Rainforest Cafe there?
Rainforest Cafe
is criminally underrated.
Agreed.
It's criminally underrated. People put it on the same like level as like a Hard Rock Cafe or a Planet Hollywood. Rainforest Cafe is criminally underrated.
When's the last time you went to a Rainforest Cafe?
About 18 years ago. When David was 3. Why the hell would I ever walk into a Rainforest Cafe? No, that's where I watched. I watched LeBron's decision at Rainforest Cafe in Atlantic City. On the boardwalk.
Oh, my God.
There was a Rainforest Cafe at the Caesars Palace shops, and I was there with my wife and her my friend Lori, and her family. And so I thought it was going to be this quick 2-minute decision. No one knew the Jim Gray, the 11 minutes before they got to the decision. Like, so they're going to play like miniature golf on the boardwalk. And I go, you know, I'm going to duck into the bar here at Rainforest Cafe, and I'm going to watch the decision. And I didn't really think that he was coming to Miami either.
Well, because I remember, didn't Stephen A. Smith have like a last second thing where they were all going to the Bulls or something like that?
Well, no, because we knew Wade and Bosh were already coming to Miami.
That's right.
So it was kind of like, well, they got
great
enough.
Great if he does.
They got enough.
Great if he does, but right. If not, we're okay.
So I go, I'm going to duck into Rainforest Cafe here. So I sidle up to the bar, and, you know, their bar stools are zebras and
giraffes. You sidle up or do you saddle up?
No, you sidle up to a bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
What do you think? You saddle up to the bar?
Yeah, I think like you get in a saddle on a horse.
What?
You sit on a bar stool like a saddle.
You say let's saddle up to the bar?
Well, I never say either of those things, but I thought it was saddle.
So I go to the bar, and I'm watching. And nothing's going on. I can't, because it's not even like a ton of sound because no one cares about
watching
this as much
Jim
as
Brown
I do.
Mute.
Yeah. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And then all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. And I'll never forget, it was one of my most out of body moments as a program director. I was program director at 790. And I'm like, oh my God, this just changed the sports scene in Miami. We still had a big battle with 560 at that point, you know, with separate owners. And I'm like in Rainforest Cafe talking to the voice of our station, Jim Cutler, who I think is still the voice of the station. So I'm talking to him and I'm like, I need all new imaging to start tomorrow morning. And I think when did he do the decision? On a Friday?
It was definitely a weekend, either a Friday or a Saturday night.
Because the party was the next day, which was a weekend, right? It was either Saturday or Sunday. And I remember being on the phone with Jim Cutler, our voice guy, going, I need all new imaging for tomorrow. And I'm like, I'm doing business at the Rainforest Cafe. But that was probably the last time I was at a Rainforest Cafe.
I remember I was obviously a lot younger, but I was working at a summer camp. And there were people at the summer camp who had bigger roles. at the camp, but also worked for the Heat during the season. And the first day of camp after that, they all get on stage during the morning show, and all three of them jumping up and down like they just won the NBA championship, screaming, "We still have jobs." Because there was a lot of uncertainty. If none of the three ended up going there, LeBron specifically, who knows if they would have kept all those orgs they worked as with the organization.
It changed. I mean, we've talked about this before, but it changed people's fortunes in Miami media-wise. Dan, Izzy Gutierrez, George Sedano, Michael Wallace.
You?
It really, in more of a trickle-down effect, but it changed media personalities in South Florida forever. There were eyes on this franchise, the Heat franchise, unlike any team before. You know what I mean? Teams had stars before.
Not like this.
This was unlike any team before, and people couldn't get enough Miami Heat content. I mean, just could not get enough of it. Anyway, Rainforest Cafe is available at Sawgrass Mills Mall if you're up in Broward County. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
If I'm driving to Sawgrass Mills, Sunrise, from West Kendall for Rainforest Cafe, I might as well keep going to Orlando to Downtown Disney for Rainforest Cafe.
But here's the thing. You're telling me, how old are you, 31?
I turned 31 this weekend.
So he's going to be 31 years old, all in South Florida. You've never had occasion to be up in Broward to say, let's go to Sawgrass Mills?
Told you, I've never been to Jackson's either to have ice cream.
That's embarrassing.
Super embarrassing.
I'm not saying I'm anti-Broward. I love Broward County, but I don't find myself up in Broward unless I'm there for an event, a work event. I'm there for a Panthers
in
game.
In 31 years.
I wanted ice cream. I have a Dairy Queen down the street.
I'm just saying, in 31 years.
No.
Yeah.
You never wanted to go to Wanadu City?
If you didn't go to the University of Miami and you had moved down to South Florida and you lived in West Palm your entire life, you would never have ventured to Kendall. Like, you just wouldn't. What is there in Kendall that you wouldn't be able to find in the suburbs up in Broward?
Talking about monumental South Florida places.
Monumental?
In other words, Sawgrass Mills is monumental. Jackson's is monumental. In Dade County, Joe's Stone Crab is monumental. So if I lived in West Palm and I wanted stone crabs and I didn't want to go to Peter's Stone Crabs on Atlantic Avenue or Billy's Stone Crabs in Hollywood, if I wanted Joe's Stone Crabs, yes, I would go to Dade. It's a monumental location. So when you say everything's in Kendall that I need, it just shows me how sheltered you are.
No, I've been to Joe's several times. Fried chicken there, phenomenal. Key lime pie, unbelievable. Wouldn't drive to Broward for stone crabs. Wouldn't.
But that's my point. Mm-hmm. The monumental stone crabs place is in Dade.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm not telling
Been
you
there.
To come up to Broward for no reason. I'm not telling you to go to Broward Mall. Go to Broward for things you can only experience in Broward, i.e. Jackson's Ice Cream Parlor, Dania High Line. You've never been to Dania High Line?
I have.
Can you have Dania High Line in Kendall?
Yeah. Why not?
You can.
We should open it.
It's like Monday Night Football on Thursday is what he's advocating for.
No, but I just think, like, I think Hawk is conflating the entire discussion, as is typical. One thing is to say, hey, Jackson's, this is a monumental ice cream parlor. It's
literally
legendary.
What I said.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. I agree 100%. I've always wanted to go there. I've never gone. I've always wanted to go
there.
Yeah,
you just haven't had a chance in 31 years? Always wanted to go, just can't get around to it, can't get a ride.
You're telling me...
Who are you, Manny?
To drive... You're telling me to drive an hour to go to a mall. Like, for
But
for
you're
what?
Saying it a
for
mall.
What? Yeah, it's
And
a
I'm
mall.
Telling you it's not a mall. I've been to a mall. That's not what Sawgrass Mills is.
The Cheesecake Factory here is on a completely different level from any other Cheesecake
Factory.
Okay,
and that's what happens. Like, you start talking about, what you can do at Sawgrass Mills, and I can do everything at Sawgrass Mills staying within the vicinity of my home.
In other words, but then why do you go to Epcot?
Because Epcot is an amusement park.
And you can do whatever you do there, walk around and eat a quesadilla, anywhere in Kendall.
No, you can't. Because
yes, you can.
I can't.
And you don't even have to eat the quesadilla over a garbage can.
I can't
do it at Epcot.
I can't ride Soarin' in Kendall, can I, Hawk? I can't ride Test Track in Kendall.
Yeah, you can. Well, go to the right places.
The A26 is kind of like Test Track. Yeah.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I mean, using monumental, legitimately monumental
Sawgrass Mills, the largest outlet mall in the United States, attracts 30 million visitors annually. That makes it a popular tourist destination, second only to Walt Disney World in Florida.
Just like Dadeland. Just like Dalton.
I mean, that's how dumb you sound.
But why am I going to the largest mall
Let me ask you
in
something.
The Americas?
Let me ask you something.
Hold on, hold on. Why?
Let me ask you something. Why not go to the neighborhood cafe instead of Cheesecake Factory when you're hungry? Huh. You can get food within a block of your house. Why go any restaurant outside of a block of your house?
Don't use restaurants and a mall to argue this point. That's why I think it's folly.
But that's exactly what you're doing.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you that there is nothing at Sawgrass.
How do you know?
I can't purchase either on the internet.
Or
by going to a mall in Miami-Dade County. So why am I driving up to a mall? What is there at the mall, Hawk, that I need to see at the largest mall in the United States that I can't see at any mall in Miami-Dade County? What?
Okay,
they have
special you're not understanding the difference in size and square footage. You're just not able to grasp it.
But my point is, why do I need the extra square footage for a mall? Like what exactly at that
When's the last time you were at a mall?
A couple weeks ago.
Well, why didn't you go to Target?
Because I wanted to go to Lululemon at Dadeland Mall specifically.
But you can get anything online, and you can get anything at Target.
Right.
That was your argument.
I can walk around a store, grab something, try it on.
Wait, but that's not what your argument was.
Of course it is.
Your argument was you can get anything you want online, so why would you ever go to a mall?
No, my argument is everything that I would want to buy at a mall, I have at a mall near me, or I can buy it online. Why would I drive an hour north to go to a mall if I have malls around me? Like, you're talking about square footage. It's the largest mall ever. You want to know what? More square footage sounds like hell to me. It means I have to walk more. And I have to literally spend more time in more
stores. But you don't think more square footage equates to more choices of things to buy?
But what does that have to do with I want an item, I'm going to a mall near me, and I'm going home? Convenience. Why would I drive an hour to a larger mall?
You can go to Lone Depot Park. And Lone Depot Park is very nice, and we love it. You can see a baseball game there, but I want to go to Fenway Park. Historic place.
Sure. Wrigley Field.
But I could see a baseball game
right
10 minutes from
now. Why would you go out of town to see a baseball game when you have a baseball stadium right here?
Exactly.
Stadium. So, okay,
if you live in Jupiter, would you ever go see the Jupiter Hammerheads when you've got the Marlins?
So, exactly. Let me get this straight. You're comparing literally the oldest living ballpark.
Do you know more people visit Sawgrass Mills every year than Fenway Park? Go ahead, continue on with your example.
You're comparing Fenway Park.
You understand that Sawgrass Mills has more visitors every year than Fenway Park.
What does that matter?
You don't gather why that matters?
A mall has more visitors than a stadium that only is open for people to go watch baseball games X amount of days out of the year for X amount of hours with X amount of tickets sold?
Do you think your average typical mall has more visitors than Fenway Park?
Who cares? Fenway Park.
I mean, that's the end of your argument. You can't say who cares when that's your entire argument.
Fenway Park and Wrigley Field, you're comparing experiencing games at those two stadiums to going to Sawgrass Mills Mall buy clothes.
Right. That's right.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Well, then both of you need to have your brains examined. I don't know what else to say.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, I don't understand why you would go anywhere.
Because you've turned this into Solana won't drive north to experience something, which is not true.
It sounds like it.
I mean,
there's two Broward locations that are iconic in my mind.
Right.
Sawgrass Mills Mall and Jackson's.
Mm-hmm.
You've never been to either in 31 years.
Right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I won't drive out of the Dade County line.
What are you coming out of the Dade County area to Broward for?
I've been to Fort Lauderdale Beach several times.
Why would you go to Fort Lauderdale Beach when you've got beaches in Dade?
Because it's a different beach. I like Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Oh, interesting.
But Sawgrass Mills.
Different beach.
Yeah.
Different sand.
No. Same sand.
Oh, different look?
Yeah, pretty different.
Oh, different
look.
Area?
Yeah.
Oh, it just feels like a different place than the beach you go to all the time.
So you're comparing a beach to a mall?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah, because we're just talking about locations. You're saying why would you ever deviate from two or three blocks within your house to do something that you could potentially do within your house.
Specifically shopping. I would not drive an hour to go to a mall when there's a mall near me that has all the same things that I need.
I got you. But what do you do at the beach? You lay in the sun?
Depends. A little frisbee golf. So. Yeah, a little paddle. Yeah.
You can't do that at other beaches?
No, you can't do that at Miami Beach. No. Too many people. Yeah, what you think you're doing here, you're really not doing. It's actually a little embarrassing, to be honest. I mean, you're talking about Sawgrass Mills Mall like it's some life-changing experience.
It's the second most visited tourist destination in the state of Florida.
It has made me the man I am today.
Yeah, what does that mean? What does that mean? How is my life changing going to Sawgrass Mills? Oh, the square footage, Solana.
Who said to change your life?
Who cares? Who cares?
How'd your life change
footage?
By going to Fort Lauderdale Beach?
Who cares about the square footage? Who cares? Who cares about
the Fort Lauderdale Beach?
I'm walking into Zara. I'm grabbing what I need. I'm trying it on. If they don't have my size, I'll go home, order it online. I'm not driving up all the way to Sawgrass Mills Mall for what? For some Kelly's Cajun Grill?
It's fine. You're a sheltered kid who never left home. We understand.
Yeah. That's fine, Hawk. That's fine. Enjoy Sawgrass Mills. I would venture to say you don't do a lot of shopping at Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Well, what do you think I do there?
I don't think either of you go to Sawgrass Mills Mall to shop. I would say you literally don't go to Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Okay.
Tourists go to Sawgrass Mills Mall.
That's just incorrect.
I mean, I haven't gone recently, but I absolutely have gone for certain. They have great. It's a great outlet mall there. Legitimately
it's
a great outlet mall.
It's the best one in the state of Florida.
So why haven't you gone to Dolphin Mall?
Because it's not the best one in the state of Florida. I don't want to, like, honestly?
But hold on.
That was your honest question?
Why haven't you gone to Dolphin Mall? They have things at Dolphin Mall that they don't have at Sawgrass Mills Mall. Why wouldn't you drive down to Dolphin Mall?
Why don't I go shopping on International Drive in Orlando? Okay. I mean, you're not making any sense.
Yeah, I don't think you guys are making any sense. You're making Sawgrass Mills Mall sound like it's a must-see attraction in South Florida.
All I'm going to tell you is it's the second most visited attraction in the state of Florida. I don't know if you're aware, the state of Florida is a pretty tourist-driven economy.
Absolutely.
So everyone has it wrong.
Absolutely. I'm not telling you people have it wrong. There are people
telling us that everyone has it wrong.
We're taking this from a guy in a tank top and sunglasses inside the studio. I mean, what are we really doing?
Where did you get that? At a truck stop?
De La Mall.
And it shows.
Sawgrass Mills. I'm sure I would love Sawgrass Mills. I went to Wanadu City.
I asked you that earlier. So you've been to Sawgrass Mills?
I guess I have.
Remember their Books a Million?
Oh, so good.
So big.
This drive me nuts with this argument. It's just
it doesn't make any sense what you're saying.
No, it doesn't make any sense what you're doing.
You're talking in circles.
It doesn't make any sense what you're doing. Like, oh, you've got to come to Sawgrass Mills because it's the largest mall in the United States.
I find it shocking that in 31 years you've never been to Sawgrass Mills. Yeah. Just as I would find it shocking if you'd never been to Miami Beach. Even though all beaches are sand and sun and surf. I would find it shocking if anyone lived in the Tri-County area that they had never been to Miami Beach. So, yes, I find that stuff, for someone who is 31 years old, to be somewhat shocking that you've never been to Sawgrass Mills Mall.
And I would agree with you because Miami
Don't
Beach...
Don't agree with me. I do not want you on my side.
I think we're on the same side here, Hawk, because Miami Beach is a an international landmark. It's something that people grow up wanting to come to, a bucket list item. Nobody has Sawgrass Mills Mall
except the 30 million visitors. Except the 30 million visitors.
No one has a Sawgrass Mills.
They just stumbled into it the way that you stumble into a Radio Shack when you're on
your bucket
list. Yeah. Okay.
I'd rather stop at those stupid outlet malls in Orlando driving home than I would at Sawgrass Mills Mall. Like, why?
Somebody texts in, Little League games are near me. No need to go to Coors Field now. Somebody says the food stinks at Jackson's. That is wildly incorrect. Their food is so good. Somebody texts in, Grand Canyon, overrated. It has more square footage than your backyard, sure, but what does square footage have to do with anything?
But it's just such a weird thing. Like, there's more square footage at Sawgrass Mills.
Well,
like,
it's a larger mall.
That's fine. I'm not denying that.
Because Aventura Mall is a larger mall than Dadeland Mall. But that there's a difference between something being larger and something being on the scale that no other entity in that arena is on.
Oh.
It's why people go to Minnesota to the Mall of America. Now, I know you think that's the same as going to Dadeland Mall.
No, see, that's different. There's roller coasters there. They have
There's roller coasters at Sawgrass.
They have three stories at Mall of America's. Do they have three stories at Sawgrass?
So if the square footage goes up, not out, then it makes a difference?
Yeah. Do they have three stories at Sawgrass Mall, at Sawgrass Mills, Hawk?
But that's what I'm saying. So if it goes up, the square footage, if the extra square footage goes up instead of out, that makes a big difference to you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that makes it something worthwhile. I think it makes it worth going to see. I really do. They have roller coasters at Sawgrass Mills? What roller coasters?
Yes.
Which ones?
They have the quarter roller coasters right outside Churromania.
There's like,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, there's like four rides there.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they had a little tram, the train
they do.
Tram. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, that's cute.
weird.
I'm just in the sunglasses. I can't get over the sunglasses. I think John Forslund's ever been to Sawgrass Mills?
Everyone has been to Sawgrass Mills.
I've
30 million people a year have been
I would bet there's a lot of people, like myself who grew up in Dade, doesn't mean they're sheltered, have been all over.
Somebody texts in,
South
I live in
Florida.
Colorado. I went to Sawgrass Mills because it is special. Yeah, most people who come down here, if they come on a regular basis, at some point are going to make their way to Sawgrass Mills Mall, much like they used to make their way to the festival flea market.
Was it
Cypress Creek Boulevard? No, Sample. Yeah. Sample Road.
Yeah,
but
I would
me,
bet there's a lot of
again,
people in Dade
shocking,
who have not gone up.
For me, shocking to have lived in South Florida for 31 years and think that Dadeland Mall is equivalent to going to Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Not what I said.
Yep,
not
exactly.
Not at all what I said.
It's exactly what you said. Anything in a mall is what you can get at any mall, so why would you ever go to a mall that's not near your house?
Not at all what I said. I said there is
no
reason
what you
for
said.
Me
I don't want to hear what you said
to go to Sawgrass Mills because what I need,
we've
I
already
can
heard
go
what
to
said.
A mall right near me.
Yeah.
So why am I driving
Target.
An hour to go to a mall?
Target, Walmart, you can get it all there.
Why am I driving an hour to go to a mall?
That's right. No, that's a good move on your part.
Yeah.
This Sawgrass Mill is probably never going to make it.
You're putting him out of business.
I'm not trying to.
Sounds like you are.
I'm also not wearing this as a badge of honor. This is just something Hawk has stuck with for... This is actually not the first time you've heard this.
Somebody texts in, Sawgrass Mills has excursions from cruise ships that come into the port here.
So does Dolphin Mall.
Okay.
How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet?
Yeah.
How
so
much you
want to
bet?
Barber.
How much
so
you want to bet?
So your barber.
Hold on. How much you want to bet?
Mm-hmm. Anything you want.
You
want
to bet?
Yeah.
I would bet you that Dolphin Mall has people on cruise excursions that also go there. I would bet you. Whatever. You
cruise excursion.
Price.
So you get on a cruise that happens to stop in Miami,
Port of Miami. And they go to
you
Dolphin
Mall. Choose, you can choose. Not that they go. You can choose an excursion that takes you to the Dolphin Mall.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'll bet you. Whatever
right.
you want to bet.
Okay.
Okay. And Dadeland Mall.
And Dadeland Mall. For sure. Somebody points out via text, and this is smart. Why did the Heat pay so much money for Shaquille O'Neal? They could have gotten Webster for half the price. Because they're just people.
Yeah.
The square footage doesn't matter.
Right.
The size doesn't matter. All right. Do you have any headlines, Solana? You're killing us over here.
You didn't ask me for headlines?
Yes, I did.
You did not? At all.
I will bet you $10,000 that I said, here's Solana with headlines. Want to make that bet right now? Let's make the bet right now. My paycheck to yours.
When
right
did,
now.
When did you say that? I don't remember
In
that.
This segment, sometime between 3 and 3:29, I said headlines. I'll make you the bet. My paycheck to yours right now.
No, I'm not betting paychecks for anything.
But if you know I didn't say it,
no, I
then you got a nice little payday coming.
I was waiting for you to call for headlines. Maybe I missed it. Very possible.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Just like Sawgrass.
Yep.
Must have just missed it.
Yep.
The Florida Panthers play an Eastern Conference Finals potential closeout game tonight, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Great segment.
That's tonight, 8 p.m. The Panthers are dealing with some injuries, by the way. And it doesn't seem like Reinhart is going to play tonight. It also doesn't seem like Greer is going to play tonight either. Have they officially been ruled out?
Yeah.
Greer's not playing.
Nikola, Greer, and Reinhart all not playing tonight.
And Frederick Anderson is back in net for the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Puck drops at 8 p.m. Broadcast begins at 7:30 right here on WQAM. OKC and the Timberwolves tonight, 8:30 p.m., game 4, out in the Western Conference in the NBA. And Los Marlins play in San Diego tonight, 8:40 p.m., first pitch. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, no comments? That's it?
I just want you to say you're wrong for never having visited Sawgrass Mills in 31 years.
What?
Because you're wrong.
But he already
about?
Also said he did because he went to Wanadu City.
Right. So he does like the little bit of I've never been there, even though he's been there.
Not doing a bit. I just I don't think it's weird. I don't think
right.
a mall is worth driving an hour to.
Right. But you've gone to Aventura Mall?
Yeah, I've been there a ton of times.
How long does it take you to get there?
Probably farther than Sawgrass Mills.
All right, just checking.
I'm telling you, Hawk, I would bet there are a lot of people. Grew up in Dade, older than me. Never been to Sawgrass. I would bet there are a lot of people like that.
I bet there are a lot of people who've never been to a Heat game before, too, but that doesn't prove anything.
I think it does.
What does that prove?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy right now in South
Florida. You ever been to Bayside?
I've been to Bayside several times.
I bet.
You?
Yeah. Okay. I was there when Dick Clark's American Bandstand was the most popular restaurant.
I mean, you just love malls then. Like, that's fine.
I do love malls.
That's great.
I do love malls. Right. I've made that clear for years.
All right. I think that's
great. The Mall of America in Minnesota is on my bucket list. I want to go to Minnesota specifically for that mall.
You've been to the Florida City outlet malls? You've driven down to Florida City?
Well, no. The bigger outlet malls are here in Broward. Why would I drive to Florida City for a smaller outlet malls? There's outlet malls in Palm Beach County in West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. The biggest outlet mall in Florida is Sawgrass.
Okay, I'm just asking. No, since you love malls so much, I was just double checking.
I do love malls.
Okay. All right, that's your weather.
You think Florida City outlet malls is worth a visit? How many international visitors do you think that they have every year?
I think they have cruise excursions.
I don't think he knows what a cruise excursion is. In the next segment here at the Amerant Bank Arena, Josh Appel's friend and coworker, John Forslund, who's on the national radio call for Sports USA for tonight's game, for all the Eastern Conference final games, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to join us, talk a little. And he was the coach. I'm sorry, he was the broadcaster for the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Hurricanes,
when Paul Maurice was coach there.
Correct.
How about that? I didn't even know Paul Maurice was a coach for the Carolina Hurricanes at one point.
That's got to be a joke.
No, I didn't know that. Did you know that, Solana?
I did not know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I had no idea.
I thought you were joking when you said that.
No, I swear to God, I would have mentioned that during this series, coaching against his old team. Wait, I had no idea.
That was a storyline when they played against each other 2 years ago.
Wait, what'd you ask? Honestly, I'm looking up cruise excursions to Dolphin Mall, so I wasn't paying attention.
He said that he didn't know that Paul Maurice coached the Hurricanes.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Did you know it or not?
No, I really did. Yeah, I really did.
I don't think he did.
Forslund's going to be so mad at us. I told him 3:30.
Oh, I'm sorry. John Forslund's going to be mad at me.
mad at me?
Oh, my bad.
That guy's going to call it Eastern Conference title.
I'm sorry. I mean, you only went 4 hours with Drew Smith to get all the listeners mad at me.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hawk and Crowder.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you think John Forslund has been to Sawgrass Mills Mall?
As many times as he's been down here to call Panthers games over the years, I would hope so.
John Forslund is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's calling the Eastern Conference Finals tonight for Sports USA. And Josh Pell has been known to call a game or two for Sports USA. He's on the national radio call tonight. He's also the voice of the Seattle Kraken. And as I mentioned, he was play-by-play announcer for the Carolina Hurricanes back when Paul Maurice was the coach. So there's some good tie-ins. Paul Maurice, was he as likable and unflappable back then as he is now?
You know what? Thanks for having me, guys. He's morphed into who he is today over time. He is seasoned really well as a coach, but he's also seasoned as media savvy. You know, again, when he started in 1995, he was younger than most of the players. He's always been a confident individual. There's no question about that. You couldn't do that job if you were not. But I think he was a little bit not comfortable in his own skin as a head coach at the NHL level and being around media. So I think this has developed over time. And in between a couple of coaching gigs, he also worked for TSN up in Canada. And I think it helped him, you know, see the other side of it. One of his sons is an aspiring broadcaster. So I think that he's helped Paul understand our world and where we're coming from. But he's a dream come true for all of us that cover the games. And certainly when you cover his teams on a national basis, you don't get a lot of time, but you get quality time with Paul. And he always gives you salient points that you can use throughout the broadcast.
John, do you have any good stories from your time together in Carolina with Paul?
A few that I can share, a few that I can't share, but yeah. I think one of the funniest things that ever happened to him, and he's talked about this, is when we migrated from Hartford to North Carolina, and eventually were to play in Raleigh starting in 1999, but had to play in Greensboro, North Carolina for two seasons. He was in the middle of his pregame speech before taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins in the 80s, rather in the 90s, you know how great the Penguins were. And as he was giving his pregame speech 10 minutes before the opening faceoff after the warm-up, the construction crew was still in there fixing and building a locker room for the team. And these three guys came in. They had no idea, nor did they care what was going on. The drill started hammering, and I understand it was a pretty funny thing. But he had to navigate through a lot of those circumstances, you know, over time. And he has a tremendous sarcastic sense of humor that leads you to great moments with Paul when you travel with him, when you're around the team every day, when you watch his teams practice, and when you do get individual time. And when you're on a team as a broadcaster, you get more of that. So the guys, you know, who are around him right now are privileged because, again, he's a treat, but he doesn't take himself seriously all the time, although over time he has grown too and back at the bench to be more animated. At times he was criticized for being too stoic back there, but that's a long time ago.
Are you surprised by how this series has played out?
Not at all. No, I'm not.
Really?
I'm not. I don't. I believe in Florida's game plan. And here's the thing. When I look at a playoff series, I look at it in a couple of different ways. Okay. I start in goal and I look at that. And I thought for sure the way Bob has dialed in this playoff season that he would have the edge. And this is over the generations, even though the way the game has changed and in terms of how it's played and everything, these things always play out in a playoff series. Then I look at the centers. And when you go 1, 2, 3, 4 down the middle, Carolina, you know, aside from Jordan Staal, who's at near the end of his career, to be respectful, but he's still in a very effective player, good player. Sebastian Aho is one of these guys that they'd like to see take another step as an elite center. But they have a big hole in the 2C slot. You know, they've tried Roslovic there. The Kokaniemi will be there tonight. When you go against Barkov, Bennett, Lundell, and whoever the fourth center is, and now it's Nosek, that's tough to compete against. Then I look at the trust level that a team has in their team game, that being 5-on-5 play, no matter what the score is, their special teams and how they become dialed in throughout the playoff. I kick everything out that happened during the regular season. Look at that. Certainly the Panthers have that edge too. And then the last thing, which will never change, no matter what, no matter how the game is played in the regular season, intimidation. Physical play, intimidation, and whether one team can push, and the question is, can the other team push back? And Carolina, in my opinion, has come up short in all those areas throughout this series, and I thought that would be a problem going into it. I thought it might be a little bit longer. We're not done yet, but after seeing the first game, I thought the possibility of a sweep was right there.
Wow. John, the Panthers are on the cusp of making a third consecutive Stanley Cup. I would imagine they'll be the favorites going into it, regardless of who comes out of the West, Edmonton or Dallas. So I ask it to you before they win that second one to officially, I guess, become sort of what the Blackhawks were or the Avs when they had their little run, or Tampa Bay a few years ago. But how do you compare this Panther team the last 3 years and this current version to some of those from the 2010s, like the Blackhawks or maybe the Lightning when they went through their run?
Well, they're right there with it. And I was doing another interview today, guys. And, you know, and this goes in the Wayback Machine for hockey fans, and maybe some of your listeners can relate to it. Others won't be able to. But I saw firsthand in the 80s how great the dynasty of the New York Islanders was, okay? And those New York Islander teams that won the four straight Stanley Cups in the early 80s remind me of this team. They had a money Hall of Fame goaltender in Billy Smith, who was absolutely incredible, especially in the playoffs. Sergei Bobrovsky will be in the Hall of Fame someday, and he's delivered in the playoffs. I know he's had some dips in regular seasons, you know, when he first got here and all that, but he's made good on his contract. There's no question. Their defense is big and strong, and it's really hard to get to the interior of the ice. And led by, you know, Denny Potvin, those Islander teams had that in their DNA. And then when you look at the four forward lines and how they played with Trottier and Bossy and Clark Gillies and John Tonelli and all these guys, they had tremendous skill. They could get into a track meet game with the Montreal of that era and win, and they were exceptionally tough. So I think this team, they're on the verge of getting there, you know, 3 years in a row. They have an opportunity to defend their Stanley Cup. It's really hard with a salary cap and in this generation to go on extended runs of 4 or 5. I don't think we're ever going to see that. But this is pretty darn close. This is pretty close. And I think the makeup of this team, for me as an old schooler, reminds me of that.
John Forslund will be on the call tonight nationally for Sports USA. I'll ask you a question quickly because I know you got to leave to get to the arena. What do you do tonight if you're Carolina? I've asked this of a couple people today. They're not winning the series. They've been embarrassed for 3 games. They look demoralized. The Panthers have demoralized them. What do they do coming out on the ice tonight? What are they going to look like?
The only thing that they can hang a hat on here tonight is the fact that they have not thrown their absolute best at the Panthers, and they haven't been able to see how the Panthers deal with it. Now, they did play pretty well for 40 minutes in Game 3, and it was 1-1, obviously, going into the third period. But if you recall the beginning of the game, the Panthers had numerous grade A chances and Kochetkov did a nice job in goal and he kept them in the game. So I don't think Carolina has played to where they've experienced in this playoff season, or certainly what they've experienced over what was a very good regular season. They're an excellent team, and they can be exceptionally hard to play against if you allow them to dictate the game. But they haven't been able to do that. So if I'm the Panthers, again, I'm going at them hard. You're playing your game. You're not running around and trying to take pot shots at players, but you want to lean on them again and make them uncomfortable. If the Hurricanes skate, which is what they did against Washington, they had a skating edge. They had more speed. Their possession game was in play. Their shot volume was in play. The Panthers have eliminated all of that, and they've also taken over special teams in this series. And the Canes had unbelievable special teams in the first two rounds, and their penalty kill was exceptional all season and always has been under Rod Brind'Amour. So what the Hurricanes will attempt to do tonight, I'm not sure they can do it, but if I were them, I'd say we've been lousy for three. Let's forget about that. There's more to us than that. Let's throw it at them. Let's see if the injuries on the back end tonight to Mikkola, a little bit of, fourth line is a little different with Greer being out. And of course, Reinhardt being out is a big piece. You know, maybe you can, push the envelope a little bit. That's the only thing the Hurricanes can do. But to me, although there are some people that threw around some fancy analytics and whatnot during this series, I don't see anything that would worry me unless Bob has an off night or the Panthers, for whatever reason, are flat. But when you have a chance to close out, you are a championship caliber team. You know how to do all of that, and you got a chance to get a break, because it looks like Dallas and Edmonton might go at least six, maybe seven. That's what I'm expecting. The Panthers need some time. They played a lot of hockey over the last 3 years. So they got a chance to end it tonight. I think they go for it, and that's what I'm expecting.
Last one for you here. We started the show talking and eating some Dairy Queen Blizzards because, of course, Brad Marchand and a couple of other Panthers on their off day in Raleigh, they were spotted getting some DQ Blizzards. I got a Reese's, Hot got a Heath Bar, Heath Bar Blizzard. I got a Banana Blizzard, which I didn't know existed for our good friend Mike Cugno. When John Forslund goes to Dairy Queen, I don't know when the last time that was, but when John Forslund goes to Dairy Queen for a Blizzard, what flavor is he getting?
You know what? When it comes to ice cream, okay, I don't think you got to get to know me. I hope I'm not a boring guy, but I love vanilla ice cream. Honestly, I just love vanilla, and that's all I get. My kids have ridiculed me for this over the years.
What about sprinkles? Would you ever put sprinkles on vanilla?
I don't
ice
like
cream?
Sprinkles. I don't
of
like.
Of course
sprinkles.
Not. You're an adult. I'm with you on that.
I don't.
One.
Yeah, I don't like.
It I just, hate it, adults.
I don't like what it does to the texture. No, it ruins the texture of the ice cream.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Totally agree. There's no flavor to a sprinkle. It's waxy, and it ruins the texture. The best thing about the ice cream is that it's smooth. Yeah, I'm 100% with you.
That's right.
Have you been to Sawgrass Mills Mall?
What's that?
Sawgrass Mills Mall across from the arena here. Have you been there?
Oh, I've been there, of course.
Yeah. It's a fantastic mall, no?
Darren Pang and I did the first game ever in what was National Car Rental Center back in the day for ESPN.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I did the last game in Miami Arena for ESPN with Rick Bonus.
You know who had the first performance ever at the National Car Rental Center?
Celine Dion.
You are correct.
Wow, look at this guy.
Ends it. He stuck the landing. John Forslund, tonight, Sports USA national radio call for a potential closeout game for the Florida Panthers. And we appreciate your time, John.
Okay, boys. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
John Forslund from Sports USA, your broadcast brethren.
I mean, a little colleague action. How
I
about
mean,
that?
What's it like bringing on a colleague? It's hard not to just talk shop.
I know. I really wanted to. Time I really wanted life. To.
All right. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena right across from Sawgrass Mills Mall, one of the top visiting destinations, top visitors' destinations in all of Florida. But yeah, we'll be out here for the next couple of hours. It's Memorial Day. We appreciate you spending a little time with us leading up to Game 4 tonight here in the beautiful city of Sunrise. In the 4 o'clock hour, Doug Plagans is going to join us. We'll break down the matchup even a little bit more, so do not go anywhere. 4 o'clock hour is coming up next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.